Scientists trying to save habitat for birds are developing computer codes that can identify species just by listening to their songs. A group of scientists is using this new technology to help save songbird populations, which have been in decline for decades. Last summer, for our Wild PA series, Jackie Sieber went to the woods to find out how it works.
In the mountains east of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Blue Knob State Park stretches 6,000 acres. Jeff Larkin points out the different bird songs surrounding us as we hike off trail through the woods.
You can hear that raven off in the distance.
Larkin is a conservation biologist at Indiana University of Pennsylvania and a forest bird habitat coordinator for American Bird Conservancy. He's trying to learn what kinds of birds are living in this forest so he can better help protect them. In his hand is a GPS unit. He's using it to guide us to a specific tree just down the hill.
We're going to be navigating 2.1572. We're currently 247 meters away from that point.
Great. We arrive at the point on his GPS. On a tall red oak tree, there is a small red plastic bag zip-tied around the trunk. Inside the translucent bag is a small circuit board about as big as a smartphone with a blinking green light. This is the recorder.
Right there.
The device is known as an audio moth. There are about 400 of these audio moths in the park. Each device turns on for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night. In the past, Larkin recorded the birds he found in the forest by standing in a spot for around 20 minutes and listening for their unique sounds.
Take a blank data sheet. I would take my stopwatch. I would note the time of day.
But the audio moths allow him to capture much more data. Of course, Larkin can't possibly listen to hundreds of hours of audio each field season, but a computer can.
We had red-eyed vireo, chestnut-sided warbler, eastern towhee, ovenbird, and black and white warbler.
Justin Kitzes is an assistant professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Pittsburgh. His lab created and programmed the audio moths and analyzes them after they're collected from their 35-day period. To do this, Kitzes uses something called a neural network. It's a program trained to sift through the hours of audio and identify various bird sounds based on a variety of sample lengths. It's like the app Shazam, which identifies songs.
These models are what are known as convolutional neural networks. I sometimes say they're basically the same model that Google uses to tell you that there's a cat in a photo. They are image classification models.
The computer actually looks at a digital representation of the audio, called a spectrogram, and compares it to known images of bird sounds. Kitzes says the technology has gotten much better in the last 10 years.
The accuracy improvements put this approach kind of over that threshold of, you know, this is nice and we can use it in some limited circumstances, to, wow, this actually has potential to be competitive with other methods.
This kind of monitoring can help Larkin and others restore bird habitat at Blue Knob. Back in the forest, Larkin points out the forest floor is almost all ferns. This is because of heavy deer grazing that takes out tree saplings on the forest floor, allowing ferns to take more space. That's bad news for birds like blue-headed vireos that need trees to nest in.
If we want to have diverse wildlife communities in our forests, then we need to make sure our forests are diverse in both structure and composition.
Larkin and the lab will return the same time next year to continue their research. The project is expected to last for 10 years. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Jackie Sieber.
Scarlet Tanager.